This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to Financial Armor. My name is Brad Cooper, the host of your show with Cooper Financial Investments. Today, I want to welcome you and introduce you to our co-host, Tony Shore. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me on the show. Great to be here with you today. I'm excited about this. I love it. You know, I've done radio for 35 years, Brad, or more, a little more now, but I keep saying 35 because if I if I say it's any more than that, I start to feel old. But video is new for me. Everybody's always told me, Tony, you have the perfect face for radio.
So, same here.
And that's not true about you, Brad. But this is fun. It's fun. Now we're videoing the show or making videos of the program. I like it. So a shout out to all of our YouTube viewers. You can also find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is actually going to soon be YouTube Music. They're going to merge their Google Podcasts and make it a part of YouTube Music. So we're on all the major podcasting sites. And Brad, I know you have a great show lined up for us today. But before we get into that, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
I have been great, Tony. We've been very busy with meeting new people, educating about financial planning, visiting our existing clients, doing reviews, which normally is each quarter, and giving them updates on what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yes. Well, what topic are we talking about on the show today?
Well, today's topic, Tony, we're going to talk about a topic that most people don't like to talk about and especially pay, and that's taxes.
Ah, taxes. Yeah. People are cringing like, oh, I don't want to talk about taxes or listen to a show about taxes. But Brad, here's the kicker. Here's why you want to pay attention to this show, because we all want to minimize taxes. We love it when we can find ways to minimize our tax burden. And we're going to do better financially, I think, if we understand what's happening, the rules, the regulations, the ins and outs of what's been happening with the tax situation out there, right?
That's right. There's so many different types of taxes. And over the last several years, Tony, I've had the privilege of being associated with some of the top tax experts in the United States. And when it went from boring to piquing my interest, I learned that where we are today with federal income taxes, we're about a 75 to 100 year low, which means in our lifetimes, taxes have never been as low as they are now. However, December 31st, 2025, everything that Trump put into place back in 2017, 2018 with the tax cuts is going to sunset. So what that means for you, me, all Americans, especially the impact it's going to have on retirees and pre-retirees, taxes are going to start increasing and steadily increasing every year thereafter.
Wow. Well, and I think part of it, you can't put an influx of $6 to $7 trillion into the economy in a year and a half period and have a $33 trillion deficit and not have taxes go up at some point, right?
I mean, it's crazy. I was just in a conference with Ed Slott. If you're not familiar with Ed Slott, he is probably the foremost expert in the United States when it comes to taxes and estate planning. And we're very fortunate and blessed to be part of his group. I was in a training with him about a month ago, and he mentioned that, yes, right now we're at $33 trillion. And what he stated at that conference was, if Congress does not add any more debt each year, which we know they will, but if they don't, just due to the interest, an extra $2 trillion will be added onto our deficit every year over the next 10 years, putting our national deficit of over $53 trillion. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's going up exponentially. It's like the negative side of compounding interest, right? I mean, that's the problem when you have those big numbers. And if you look at, I know the other day you were showing me a chart that where it shows the our national debt and how over this huge long period of time, it barely went up. And then just in like a 2 year time, it exponentially went up and it's been exponentially increasing ever since.
Yeah. And as we're talking about this in meetings, in talking engagements I do on an often basis, we talk about taxes, but I get a lot of questions saying, Brad, what makes you really think taxes are going to increase? You know, is this just a big fear factor or tactic? And I say, no, here's the reasons why. There are many reasons. Number one, yes. Government spending. We're, like you said, Tony, at $33 trillion. But here's some other reasons I want to share with you that you may be aware of, you may not. Secondly, we have over 75 million baby boomers over the next 10 to 15 years. They're going to be exiting the workforce. And as they exit, less taxes are going to go into the economy. So that's going to be a concern. Yeah. Another reason, Tony, which is very concerning, is right now we have a spending problem and we have an illegal immigration problem. Here in the state of Arizona, we see that. It's a very sad situation, not to get political. In my opinion, Tony, no one wants to fix the problem, but we have millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming over to the United States. And now we're starting to pay Social Security benefits, Medicare, Medicaid. And that's money that's going to even increase our deficit more.
Yeah.
And then if you Google any article on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, almost every study out there says that those three programs are going to be bankrupt by the year 2033. However, do not feel like that's going to happen. The U.S. government will step in, Tony, and stop that probably by the year 2030. And they're going to do two things to change that. Number one, they're going to turn their printing machines back on and they're going to start printing more money. Probably. Then they're going to come after you, me, and any American that has pre-tax money, 401ks, IRAs, and they're going to increase taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you got a great point there. And they're going to do other things to shore it up. They're not going to let those Social Security and Medicare fail. Mm-hmm. However, they will do things that might affect our taxes. And so that's a great point. That's another reason why taxes pretty much have to go up in the future.
Yeah. And I shared here a few weeks ago with you a chart that showed the history of tax rates. And yes. Don't quote me exactly. I don't have that chart in front of me. But from like 1946 to 1963, the high end tax rate was 91%. Then it dropped down to 70% in the 80s. Then there's a gentleman we all know that was a famous actor in Hollywood.
Yep. And bragging
because, you know, how much money he was making, how good of a job he was doing. However, all that came to a stop because after filming a couple movies that year, he was paying 94% federal tax, 6% state. And he realized, why should I work anymore? So he became an advocate for tax savings, ran for the governor of California, became the governor of California, then soon later became the president of the United States. And we know who that is. That's the great Ronald Reagan.
Yep. Yep. Ronald Reagan. Yeah. I remember he said I would only make two or three movies a year because anything beyond that, I didn't make any money from it because I was in such a high tax bracket.
That's right. And, we're about to face that again in the future. It's not a question if, it's just a question of when and how quick and rapidly taxes will increase. And regardless of who is in office, Tony, it doesn't matter. They're going to be forced to increase taxes just to pay the debt we have, much less all the other programs that we have in place in America.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, we've established the taxes will most likely be increasing in the future. Right. Nobody has a crystal ball, but everything points to that. Pretty much everyone agrees taxes will increase over time. So, what do we do? What else do we need to know about taxes, especially when it concerns, you know, our financial savings, our investments, and our retirement?
Yes. So when we're talking about this topic, you know, our philosophy at Cooper Financial is and has been and always will be is we're hoping for the best, but we're preparing and planning for the worst. So what happens if taxes don't increase? That's great. You're going to be in a much better position then than you are now. What happens when taxes increase? You're going to be in a much better position than you are now. So here's kind of some of the planning strategies, Tony, that we're doing with all of our clients and everyone that we sit down with the help of our strategic partners, our CPAs, accountants, we get them involved, which by the way, is a complimentary service for our clients. They will step in and do no cost tax planning for our clients.
Wow.
So let me give you an example of kind of what we have been doing the last several years and what we're doing even more so now is today, I read an article, there's over $25 trillion of pre-tax money still in the United States today. Pre-tax money could be IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, anything that you put money in years ago to save money in taxes, because I'll never forget, because I've been in this industry over 30 years now, I'll never forget when 401ks and IRAs came out. The big push was telling investors, telling Americans, you want to sock all your money away in pre-taxed accounts because you're going to save money in taxes today. That was back then. And you will not have the worry, and this came from a lot of financial planners and a lot of CPAs, you won't have to worry about paying taxes when you retire. Well, that was a question I asked a couple nights ago to a group of people. How's that working for you, these retirees? And they started laughing. It's a major problem today of paying taxes and protecting their money than it was while they were working. So with that said, Tony, one of the big things that we're doing with the help of our partners and taking time, which that's part of our holistic financial planning process, is being in a very strategic way, showing families how to go from taxable to tax-free and strategically over maybe a 5-year period, a 7-year period, shifting money from IRAs over to tax-free accounts for probably the next 5 to 7 years so they can enjoy tax-free money for the rest of their lives.
Right. Well, there you go. And I'll tell you what, I don't like the word taxes, but I love the word tax-free. When you add the free at the end, Brad, that's where I start to take, I perk up and take interest because I like the sounds of tax-free income in retirement.
Yes. And it goes beyond that too, for many reasons. We all like tax-free. And if you are in that position, when taxes do increase, it's not going to impact you. Think about this, Tony. If taxes double, which a lot of our experts believe they will in the next 7 years, what impact will that have on your Social Security? What impact will that have on your pension if you receive it? Your required minimum distributions? That could be a 20 or 30% decrease in your monthly income, which is a big concern with most Americans. But
well, in retirement, especially because, you know, you have a fixed amount, you don't have those paychecks coming in anymore.
And so by doing the planning right now, because either you're going to pay taxes now or you're really going to pay in the future, you're minimizing and really eliminating that future problem. But it goes beyond that too, because I proposed this question here a couple nights ago when I was talking to a group of retirees. I said, by a show of hands, how many here tonight are familiar or has your CPA or financial planner discussed the SECURE Act? Tony, out of about 50 people, 2 people raised their hands.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And for the listeners out there that aren't familiar with the SECURE Act, the first SECURE Act version passed January 1st of 2020. Then the second version passed Secure Act, CARES Act 2.0, passed January 1st of 2023. And there's several components to that Secure Act. One of the biggest areas that's going to impact retirees and their beneficiaries is basically now, if a beneficiary or when a beneficiary in most cases inherits an IRA, now they're going to be forced to liquidate that IRA in 10 years. If not, they will be penalized.
Wow. Wow. So it is important. The Secure Act changed a lot of things and it brings a lot of changes, some good, some not great. Okay. And it depends on your situation. But there are a lot of rule changes that happened this year when that Secure Act 2.0 was passed, like you say. I want to back up, though, a minute to something you mentioned that caught my attention. You were talking about sources of income in retirement that could be taxed. And if taxes were to double in the next 7 years, as you say, and then we're entering into retirement, how that could impact things like Social Security. Well, let's stop right there, because you're implying Social Security can be taxed or count as taxable income. A lot of our listeners may not be aware of that.
You know, that's a good point, Tony. Majority of our clients are being taxed on their Social Security. The amount that you, or if you're married, your spouse can make together with your income and Social Security, I think it's up to about $47,000 a year now. If you go over that amount, 85% of your Social Security is subject to taxation. Now think about that. Who pays into Social Security? We do.
Yeah.
Then the majority, not all, but the majority of retirees and our clients today that we're sitting down with are paying taxes on Social Security.
Even though it came out of your check, you paid into it, comes out of your check, then you're going to get taxed when you get it back. That doesn't seem right, but it is what it is. It wasn't always that way, though, was it? But lately, they keep increasing it. I wouldn't be surprised if that goes up too, right?
Well, that's one thing our tax experts, including Ed Slott, have mentioned in the past. They really feel like by the year 2030 that taxation on Social Security will probably hit 100%. But yes, then it doesn't stop there, Tony. Then if you take it a step further, if you make too much money and you're on Medicare, then there's going to be an adjustment called IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment, to your Medicare. We have a lot of clients today paying an extra $200 to $300 each per spouse per month on their Medicare because their income hit a certain level. And our experts are forecasting, no one knows for certain, that they may be bringing that income level down where more and more people will have to pay increases on their Medicare in the future, which I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case as well. Well, I just wanted to go back to that, but taxes are important. And before we move on, I know we have a lot more to talk about this topic. There's a lot to it, but we should let our listeners know about the special offer you have for them, Brad. I know that you mentioned it already, but briefly, you're offering a complimentary, no charge, no obligation consultation. They can come in and meet with you, your staff, and you do have tax professionals there that work alongside you to help your clients. Right. But if our listeners out there want to get an opinion on where they're at or get a plan in place, or let's say they feel they already have a plan or they're working with somebody but want to get a second opinion to make sure that they're in the right place and their assets are properly allocated, how can they do that?
You know, great question, Tony. They can either call our office directly, toll free, 888-390-5277, or better yet, if they go directly to our website, cooperfinancial.com. Again, that's cooperfinancial.com. If you see on our homepage, there's a section where you can click a box for a free tax analysis report. You can put in the amount of your total pre-tax money, your IRA, your 401k, you and your spouse may have together, and it will give you a report of the consequences if you don't do tax planning versus if you do tax planning, the savings that could be big savings over the next 5 to 7 years and for the rest of your life.
Wow. Yeah. And what we want to do is minimize that tax burden. We don't want to make costly financial mistakes. And I feel like from everything you've said so far in the show, not doing the tax planning and working with a financial advisor, a professional like yourself, could be costly. You could end up making financial mistakes or not doing things that could save you a lot in the long run, especially when it comes time to get the money out of those retirement accounts in retirement. That's huge. So I want to give that number again. And Brad, I believe the number to call is 888-390-5277. Is that right?
That's right, Tony. And what I love about being in this industry for 30 years and hopefully, God willing, another 30 years is we have a local team. We are holistic financial planners, and we have a team of strategic partners, I believe, are some of the smartest tax people, estate planning attorneys, and others in the United States that will be there for you and for us during this planning process. And that's what I have found the last several years, Tony. Most people that we bring into our office and visit with initially, they do not have a team that they work with that all communicate with each other, that knows exactly what the goals, objectives are of our clients. And when you do not have that, Tony, you're looking at a financial disaster in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be really costly. So again, listeners, pick up the phone, give Brad and his team a call at Cooper Financial. It's 888-390-5277. And for our callers today, just mention you heard the radio show or saw it on YouTube. Just tell them you heard it about it on Financial Armor, the show, and you will get that complimentary consultation. There's no cost. There's no obligation. And he can run some of those reports for you to show you where you're at, especially in your tax planning situation. I love that report. That sounds fantastic. My wife and I need to have one of those run. I haven't had that done yet. And I need to do that. But, we have a little bit of time left in our last 7 or 8 minutes here. I wanted to ask you about, you briefly mentioned things like retirement accounts, like obviously all the typical retirement accounts are tax deferred. And correct. Then you also mentioned RMDs. So I want to talk a little bit more about that and just clarify for our listeners why that's a concern. Or I know you and I've heard you and Ed Slott refer to it as a ticking tax time bomb. And most retirement accounts are tax deferred. In other words, we get benefits when we put the money in, it goes in tax free, right? So that's right. Good for us this year. The money we put in this year, we don't have to pay taxes on it. It lowers our taxable income. We all love that. We all that's know right. that. I think everybody's aware of that when they put money into their 401k, 403b, 457, whatever it is, their traditional IRA, then they can put it in tax-free. However, you have to pay taxes on all that money you put in and the growth when you pull it out in retirement. Is that correct?
That is correct, Tony. And that's the reason why you want to put together a plan with a team to start shifting that taxable money over to tax-free accounts. Because another thing, we mentioned RMDs. Let me break that down a little bit more. RMD stands for required minimum distributions. So most Americans, most people I sit down with are familiar, especially if they're not at that age yet, some aren't. So if you're not, what happens is the IRS requires you when you turn 73 that you will have to start pulling a percentage of your money out of your IRAs, 401ks, and do that over your life expectancy. When that money comes out, that's taxable money that's added to your pension, your Social Security, and other income, which a lot of times can take you to a higher tax bracket and cause a more issue with taxation.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a concern. Those required minimum distributions can sneak up on you. But even before then, you know, if you're relying on all that money in those accounts, and that's what you're using for income, and you're pulling out of those accounts, you're paying taxes on it. You might be pulling out when the market's down, you know, taking money out of those accounts when the market's down. So there are a lot of pitfalls there that can really cost you. It could cost you your retirement, and you don't want to jeopardize a comfortable retirement or jeopardize running out of money in retirement by making a mistake with these things. We're almost out of time for today's show. It's been a great one, Brad. I love this topic, but we just scratched the surface, didn't we?
We did. And that's why it's so exciting to talk about this and other topics, because, you know, I believe that the average American's very smart, has a lot of wisdom. But our industry as a whole, there are good advisors out there, but as a whole, we do a very poor job of education and empowering wisdom and knowledge into our clients. Because once they know the information, then they can make the decisions that's going to be best for them. And that's what keeps me going every single day. And the reason why I'll probably never retire, because it's not work anymore. It's fun.
There you go. Well, yeah, as long as my voice holds out, I'm doing this. Yes. I'm co-hosting the show with you, Brad. Well, that's one great. More time for our listeners before we go. That number you can call is 888-390-5277. Again, 888-390-5277. And you can visit us on the web at cooperfinancial.com. That's cooperfinancial.com. All right, Brad. Well, great show today. Thank you so much. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.